Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great, too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the latest episode of the Red Men Bite Size podcast. I'm Steve Hall. It is Sunday, June 4th. I hope you've had or are having a wonderful weekend whenever you're listening to this. Got some stories to talk about to keep you up to date on all of the Liverpool news. You might have been enjoying the sunshine, like me, if you've been in Liverpool or whatever you've been doing. You've had a busy weekend and you haven't really kept up to date with the Reds. Well, I've got you covered here. We've got some injury updates. We've got a little bit of transfers out update and potentially a couple of transfers in to talk about as well. Let's get the injury stuff straight out the way early doors then. Darwin Nunez has been handed an extended summer break by Uruguay after he was left out of Marcelo Bielsa's first Uruguay squad due to his ongoing toe injury. Nunez, of course, missed the end of Liverpool's season with a toe ligament issue. He did return to full training ahead of the Southampton game but didn't feature, and now he hasn't been included in the Uruguay squad. I don't know if that means the toe issue is a problem or they've just decided, you know what, why risk it? They are only friendly games against Nicaragua and Cuba, so I reckon Uruguay might be all right without him. But yeah, also the flip side is, I think if he was even relatively fit, I think Bielsa would have liked to have had him in the side, in the squad, just to get to know him, implement his ideas. Obviously, as a new manager, you want to make an early impression, get to know your players, etc. So, just something to keep an eye on with Darwin. Hopefully, not too serious. He'll have a nice bit of time off and come back for pre-season. But yeah, what that probably means is that he'll be within the first wave of players who return for pre-season. Of course, anyone who's involved in the upcoming international break in England, they've got a few games that obviously Trent Alexander-Arnold, Jordan Henderson are going to be involved in. There's others, of course, in these in the qualifiers. Well, Darwin should, because he's not playing internationals, it looks like he'll be back early doors, pretty much the first day of training, which I think is really good news for Liverpool. I think he could do with as much time on the training pitch as he can get with Darwin Nunez. So yeah, he isn't one of the many Liverpool players playing international football because Uruguay have decided to let him rest that toe issue. So yeah, good news, I suppose, although hopefully the toe isn't bad, and yet Darwin could be there on the first day of training. Right then, let's move on. According to a report from Voltball International, and it's actually a very good story because it comes from a sporting director who knows what he's talking about. So Sepp Vandenberg spent last season on loan at Schalke. Unfortunately, he had a bad injury which really limited his game time, even though Schalke had been relegated, and we'll touch upon that in a moment, of course. They still want to keep him. I mean, say even because they've been relegated, maybe definitely because they've been relegated, and maybe they're looking for a few players. They want him on loan again next season, according to their sporting director. I'm going to go with Andre Heckelman. Heckelman? Let's go Heckelman. He said they're talking to Sepp and his advisor and they hope to keep him on loan again next season. Now, Sepp Vandenberg, like I say, he arrived as a young lad, Sepp Vandenberg. He hasn't played too often for Liverpool, of course. I think it's just four appearances for the main side. He's actually played way more for the under-21s. He had a season on loan the year before at Preston North End where he played a lot of games. He played 66 games. However, due to issues at Schalke, he was only available for 9 appearances. He started the season, then got an injury in October. He tore ligaments in his ankle that kept him out right the way through until late April. By the end, he was involved in the Schalke team, but he were unable to stay up in the Bundesliga. So they're going to be having a season in Bundesliga 2, and yet they want to keep Seth Vandenberg. Now, age 21, I'll be honest, I don't know what the future is for Seth Vandenberg. He's still a very young lad, of course. Liverpool signed him for a reason. He must have thought he had huge potential, and he might still have it. But I suppose the question is, having just loaned him to the Bundesliga, are you going to loan him to Bundesliga 2? Or do you want him to go and play? You know, he's played championship foot. He's had a really long spell in the championship. Do you want him to go and play at a higher level in the Bundesliga? He was unable to do it. Can you find him a Bundesliga club? Do you really want him playing second division German football? He's already played second division English football. I don't know. He wants to keep an eye on. I mean, I reckon Liverpool's preference should be if they can find, you know, whether it's a lower end Premier League side or a Bundesliga side or a top side in Spain or Italy or whatever, who'd take him. My guess is that's probably more beneficial than him playing Bundesliga 2. But listen, beggars can't be choosers, and no one else might want him. And Schalke definitely do. So it's definitely one to keep an eye on this summer, Seth Vandenberg's future. Schalke want to keep him. It depends whether Liverpool are interested in letting them have him again out on loan. Speaking of defenders and Germany, that let's move on to our next story. Sky Germany's Florian Plettenberg, aka Pletty Goal. More importantly than being Sky Germany's reporter, he's a friend of us, friend of the Red Men TV. Pletty Goal himself says Liverpool are interested in Benjamin Pavard. I know that's been reported over the weekend. I think Chloe mentioned it on her show. However, the latest update is that he is available and Bayern are willing to sell him in the region for a fee in the region of 30 to 40 million euros. Like I know Chloe mentioned, like I say, on the last Bite-Size, of course, that Madrid, Barca, Man United, Man City and Inter Milan have all been linked. But Pletty Goal himself says that Liverpool are definitely one of the options for Benjamin Pavard. Now, when I first saw the Pavard stuff, automatically think, oh, you know, France national, Bayern Munich player, no brainer, get him in, you know, he can play right back, he can play centre back, he's got a lot going for him. On the flip side, I think he hasn't had his absolute best for Bayern Munich, and there's still question marks about him. Now, they're obviously willing to let him go. I think there's also quite a few players who Bayern, obviously, I know they won the Bundesliga, but they're still, it looks like they're going through a little bit of a transitional phase as well. I've saw, you know, Sadio Mane is available, Leroy Sané is available, Hernandez is reportedly available as well. But yeah, Benjamin Pavard. Now, like, straight away, The pros, this are obviously the fact that he can play right back and play centre back. Does that mean he could be an ideal option for Liverpool? You know, cover a few different jobs? Maybe. But, you know, he's been in and out of the Bayern side, but he still played a lot of footy for them. In the end, I think he played 30 games in the league. He played 43 games in total. Got himself 7 goals as well, which is interesting. Like Liverpool, if they're looking for something, maybe an attacking option as well at times, like more of a natural right back to back up Alexander-Arnold or whatever. But my guess is that Pavard will probably want to go somewhere where he can go and play regular footy. But I just thought it was one worth mentioning. Like I said, I know Chloe mentioned it on the last show, but the fact that he is now definitely available, Bayern are willing to sell him. We'll soon find out in the future if Liverpool are interested. And, you know, I don't doubt Florian's report. So it looks like they are one of the options, but there's a lot of options there for him. I get it in terms of positional and, you know, stature of player. Fee seemed reasonable for a player of such stature as well. And of course, you know, international player, played a lot of football for a very high level side. But yeah, in my opinion, something just doesn't add up with Pavard, if truth be told. But listen, keep an eye on it. It might be one that develops. I'm sure it is one that will develop further down the line.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Right then, the name that we keep talking about, it's Alexis McAllister, and there's been quite a few updates since the last show. The first one, and I love transfer season, is that his cousin was interviewed, and I love the fact that his cousin was interviewed, and basically said he expects his cousin to go and play for Liverpool. Yeah, Luciano, and I've got to get this careful, Guayocochia. I'm just going to call him Luciano. He's an Argentinian footballer, by the way. He plays in the Malaysian Super League. He was interviewed, and yeah, essentially he said he was talking about his cousin. He was interviewed by Astro Arena, and he confirmed that an agreement is close. He says, I can't say where he's going to play, but I think everyone knows it's close to Liverpool. It's a big team, but wherever he goes, I hope he can play well. Yeah, so his cousin's spoken about it. Then Fabrizio Romano's reporting is being backed up by Cesar Luis Melo, Argentinian journalist for TY Sports. They are both reporting Alexis McAllister's dad, who's also his agent, has now flown into England to get a deal done with Liverpool, and the expectation is that they'll get it done during the upcoming week. The Reds are proposing a contract to McAllister that will last until June 2028 as Liverpool try and tie up the final details of getting this deal over the line. So yeah, this is the issue with transfer stories. Sometimes they can drag on and drag on and drag on. And listen, for those of you who follow Fabrizio Romano on Twitter, he is the master of updates without really updating too much sometimes. Fair play to him, he's got an absolute market covered, absolutely great for Fabrizio. He's actually a nice guy as well. I've spoken to him a few times. He's a good guy, but he's got this one covered. He's kind of reported this in about 50 different ways for the last few weeks. But yeah, now backed up by reports from Argentina. Yeah, Cesar Luis Melo confirming the same thing. Alexis's dad, Carlos, like I say, he's a former footballer himself. He's also his agent, looks after him. He's the guy who was at the Liverpool Real Madrid match a while ago. And he's now back in the country to talk to Liverpool about a possible transfer. It looks like this is one that we can kind of hopefully get over the line sooner rather than later. Like I said before, transfer stories can drag on and on. The window isn't even open yet, but everyone's already getting like, oh, McAllister, I hope nothing's gone wrong, whatever. I think the latest reports were that he was spotted in America himself on his holidays. So he should send his dad over to get things done. But yeah, his cousin's kind of confirmed it. Fabrizio Romano's kind of saying the same thing. Now reports out of Argentina, they're all saying the same thing, that the move to Liverpool is getting closer. It's not a done deal yet, of course, but personal terms are all sorted, the contract length sorted. It's just about getting a deal done with Brighton. What's the interesting thing on that is, and Fabrizio Romano again reporting this about the fee. Now, he said that although talks of a fee somewhere between 60-70 million euros have been bandied about, he says it's going to be much, much lower than that. Apparently, not so much, well, a release clause or a trigger payment of around £45 million is what's being bandied about now, which in itself could be an absolute bargain if they can get that one over the line. Yeah, amazing. So if Liverpool are going to get Alexis McAllister for what seems like a relatively decent cheap fee, I mean, listen, £45 million is a lot of money. I very much understand that. But in terms of transfer to stocks these days, it looks like Liverpool aren't miles away from the Alexis McAllister stuff. Fingers crossed it all gets done and we get over the line, like I say. Like CL Merlo himself says, like say Cesar Luis, the next few days are very decisive. So we'll find out where we're at with it all. But yeah, Liverpool are going to get themselves a player for much less. Fabrizio Romano even called it a bargain himself when he spoke on his TikTok channel. That is a very modern sentence I've just said there. But yeah, all the latest Alexis McAllister update for you. His dad's here, they're having chats, and they're hoping to get a transfer boxed off this week. If they do, of course, get that transfer, we will have it covered here on Redmen on all platforms, whether it's the YouTube channel, whether it's the podcast, or of course over on Redmen Plus as well. We will have tons and tons of reaction like we always do. We'll speak to the people who we need to speak to. Speaking of people who we needed to speak to, we went and spoke to Jamie Carragher. If you haven't checked it out already, a clip of that chat with Jamie will be in this very podcast feed that you're listening to my voice on now. There's also a video available on YouTube where Jamie spoke about tons of different things. Now, we put the clip out of him speaking about Trent Alexander-Arnold and how the future lies for Trent. Should he be a midfielder like Jamie thinks he should, right back, etc., etc.? If you want to hear Jamie speaking about other topics as well, such as Joe Gomez and Joel Matip, how many midfielders he thinks he want to sign and all that, that is available for you right now over on redmenplus.com if you want to go and sign up for as little as £5 a month and check that out. In terms of free stuff, again, in this very podcast feed, the first episode of our Deep Dive Summer series with Josh Williams is also available for you. I spoke to Josh about the attacking midfielders he thinks Liverpool should be looking for. So we analyse Liverpool's new system, the type of players that they might need, and then name some names as well. Spoiler alert, Alexis McAllister was one of them, but there were plenty of others as well. Like I say, that's available on YouTube or in this podcast feed. And finally, keep an eye out on the YouTube channel at the end of June, our Roberto Firmino documentary, Bobby Firmino, the best in the world, episode 1, will be free on YouTube on June 23rd. Episodes 2 and 3 will be available over on Redmen Plus soon after as well. In fact, I think episode 2 is actually on the same day on Redmen Plus, and then a week later you'll get episode 3. So yeah, we've got you covered every step of the way here at Redmen. Like I say, if you're supporting us on the YouTube, supporting us as a podcast, or supporting us on Redmen Plus, thank you so much. You guys are the absolute best. We'll be back with more podcast action on Monday. Until then, I'll see you all soon.
Thanks for listening. If you want even more Bosch content and podcasts just like this, go over to redmenplus.com and sign up now.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.